From Tidbits on February 10th, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Corellia updated Sandvox to version 2.7.5 over the weekend, but then quickly issued version 2.7.6 in order to fix a bug that rendered the web authoring tool unusable for some users. The Sandvox 2.7.6 update improves stability while publishing or handling missing media and addresses an issue when choosing a banner or fav icon image. It also collects all improvements and bug fixes released in version 2.7.5, including an issue where saving a new document to a location other than your startup disk could result in data loss. Direct publishing of a .ico favicon file without any adjustment by Sandvox improves stability working with external media, improved responsiveness working with documents stored on a network attack storage drive, and improved validity of Sandvox-generated RSS feeds, especially those containing enclosures such as podcasts. As of this writing, the Mac App Store version is still stuck at 2.7.4. Apple has released Airport Utility 6.2 for Mac, which adds the capability of extending Wi-Fi guest access across a network with multiple airport base stations. Additionally, the update enables you to add a WPS-capable Wi-Fi printer and improves international support. To support these new features, Apple also released Airport Base Station and Time Capsule Firmware Update 7.6.3, which is available for all 802.11n Airport Express, 802.11n Airport Extreme, and Time Capsule models. The firmware update can be installed only from Airport Utility 6.2, and if you don't need its new features, it may be worth waiting for a bit to see if Apple issues an update to address some complaints that have appeared in the Apple support communities. If you have Airport Utility for iOS on your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, be sure to update to version 1.2 to take advantage of these features. Apple has released OS X Server 2.2.1 with a server add-on for OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, adding a couple of features in addition to some stability fixes. First up, a caching server has been added to improve download speeds from the Mac App Store, enabling you to download one copy of the software to your Mac running OS X server, and then distribute that copy to other connected Macs. The release also adds a Time Machine monitoring service that can check to see which computers have backed up, including information on size and time of last backup, wiki server support for Retina displays, and a centralized certificate management interface. This update fixes an issue with deleting apps uploaded to the profile manager, setup failures caused by an SSL error, and problems with upgrading from Lion Server. Additionally, OS X Server 2.2.1 includes a few security patches focused on closing some vulnerabilities related to Ruby on Rails. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Connected Data's Transporter. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit thetidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.